Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
10 years ago, tomorrow, one of my favorite sports announcers ever, Stuart Scott, passed away. I mean, just think about that. Stuart Scott from ESPN has been gone, as of tomorrow, 10 years. Wow. Where's the time gone? I'm going to always remember Stuart Scott. Not because he was just a black broadcaster, but because he was unique in how he gave a presentation on ESPN. He was the guy with the drop the mic isms, the sayings, the slogans. Like, Stuart Scott was one of the guys you watched ESPN for because of the dope lines that he had. Like, he was so unique. Holla! Booyah! He must be jelly because jam don't shake like that. Can I get a witness from the congregate? Like, he had flair and style.
Talk about Pookie and Ray Ray and that, as mean, cool as the other side of the pillow.
Yes! Yeah. That was Stuart Scott, man.
Yeah.
Stuart Scott was the definition on the air for sports anchors of swag. He had swag and had class at the same time. He didn't have swag like Dion. He had swag, and I'm not saying I'm not trying to be a Dion hater, but at times Dion, his swagger is very arrogant. That was never, ever Stuart Scott. I love Stuart Scott, man. I miss him to this day. He'll always be viewed as one of one. There's only going to be one Stuart Scott. And that's just the way that everybody views it. And everybody should view it that way.
He was clever. Like, Stuart Scott was smart. You could just tell in the way that, you know, because these anchors, everybody, I don't know if they still do, but they wrote their own stuff. Like, you would write your own segments, and you would write it in your presentation. And, yeah, that's what made it cool. That's what made it unique. That's when SportsCenter was still a thing. I've got to admit, everybody on SportsCenter now, everybody looks the same. Like, I feel like the sports night with Fred Hickman and oh, God, I can't remember.
Oh, I love
that. But you know
that.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of set the tone.
The Italian guy.
Yeah, for what SportsCenter became. And then it was The Big Show with Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann. I mean, and you had guys that would come in, you know, your Charlie Steiners and everybody. There was a personality. And Stuart Scott fit that personality. Because Stuart Scott told you the story in a way that made it easy to digest. And it was entertaining. Like, I watched things today, and I'm like, nobody's got any personality. Nobody's got any flash. Like, give me something. Like, stand out to me. Entertain me while you're – and you have people that try too hard, and you have people that don't do it enough. Stuart Scott was – he was that sweet spot.
I just – there's so many unique – man, you just took me back when you brought up Fred Hickman. That was Nick Charles. It was Nick Charles and Fred Hickman.
That was the first, I think.
Those were the good old days. Those were the good old days with sports anchors. Now, I am not a person that's going to fall into the category of hating on ESPN. I don't hate ESPN. It's still my favorite channel. I watch ESPN to this day more than any other channel on TV. It is different, though. Like, being a sports center anchor now isn't what it was 30 years ago.
It seems like it's more corporate. Whereas
those were unique personalities.
Absolutely.
What's his name? Keith.
Keith Olbermann?
Not Keith Olbermann.
You had Kenny Mayne.
Kenny Mayne. That's
Kenny
what
Mayne?
I was thinking of Kenny Mayne.
Yeah,
Kenny Mayne. Yeah, Kenny Mayne was phenomenal.
Yep.
Like, you had people that like had the chops to be comedians and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and that's just it. I think, wasn't Craig Kilborn?
Yes, Craig Kilborn.
He was on SportsCenter too.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's like SportsCenter was like where you wanted to be if you were a sports broadcaster. Like, that was the place you wanted to be because of these guys. Bob Lee. Tom Meese, the late Tom Meese.
Yeah, he drowned.
He drowned, yeah.
Yep.
And it was just, oh, man. You were telling a story and you were having fun. I don't see fun nowadays. I see things that are very corporate and that are very structured. And that's fine. But I don't think, like, SportsCenter today, I don't think those guys could really be themselves to the point that they were before.
No, there's no uniqueness in originality.
No.
Like, the role of a SportsCenter anchor now isn't to display their personality. It isn't.
No, it's not.
Those days are gone. I mean, I even loved just a few years ago when Stan Verrett and Neil Everett did the L.A. thing together.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sports.
Neil's not there anymore. Neil retired or he left last year. You know, Stan's still doing it. He does it with Linda Cohn and stuff like that, whatever. But listen to some of these names from CNN Sports Tonight.
Oh, that's what CNN Sports Tonight.
Steve Berthume.
Yep. Okay.
Vince Cellini.
Oh, see, now I'm.
Nick Charles.
Yeah.
Who we mentioned.
Yep.
You said Fred Hickman. Inga Hammond, Dan Hicks,
yeah.
Let me see another name here. Gary Miller,
okay, yeah.
Keith Olbermann,
yeah.
Dan Patrick,
yep.
Craig Sager, Hannah Storm.
That's a who's who.
That is a who's who, and those are just some of the names. I didn't read all the names.
Man, that it just shows that. They came up with the formula, and I feel like there were a select few at ESPN that mastered it. And Stuart Scott for me as
I love Stuart,
you know, as a kid in southwestern Minnesota, Fargo, not exactly the most diverse areas, but I felt like Stuart Scott was one of those guys that I could listen to. And felt like I was kind of hip. You know what I mean? I felt like I was kind of like...
He was hip.
I was in the know. Like, Stuart Scott was like... He was talking to me like, okay, I can understand what you're saying, but you're still being true to yourself. And he... It's hard to do that. I mean, it's such a tough skill to be able to be universally loved like that. Did you ever read the Worldwide Leader, the ESPN book? It was so fast.
The ESPN book?
Yeah.
Like still got copies of the ESPN. You talking about the magazine?
No. Like
you talking about the interview book?
Like the big, big, big one. It's like 800 pages.
Oh, I don't know.
It really goes in depth as to, how ESPN got started. And just kind of the evolution of it and how they brought these individuals on and what they were looking for in terms of talent. I mean, it was very, very fascinating. It's a long read, but it is a very, very good book. Very good book.
I know that could not have. It was good?
Yeah. He hit it from like 80 yards or something.
60-yard field goal for the Virginia Tech kicker.
Really?
Wow.
Really?
I think it was 60.
Was it 60? I don't know. It was a long ways away.
Well, would you just say 80?
80.
I think it was 60 yards.
I don't know. See, I can't read with my glasses. Hold on. Let me. Oh, yeah, that's better. That kid from Minnesota tried to block it. Ah, that's great. Look at that.
Well, they should try to block it.
I think that's Coy, isn't it? I think that's Coy that tried to block it. That's awesome. I've never seen anybody stand in front of a goalpost and try and block a field goal. That's awesome. It's like defending the rim. It's like that's why you need to recruit just like a 7'9" dude. That's what you need. You need like a specialist, like field goal block guy. Somebody that can just put their hand up above the crossbar and just play defense.
Yeah, it was a 60-yard field goal from J. Love.
Jordan Love?
Is that Jordan Love?
Jordan Love? Look at you.
Oh, man. That's
pretty awesome. That's pretty cool. Where'd the Minnesota kid miss from? Like 20?
See, why you got to bring up bad stuff? Old stuff.
Hey, they got the lead. Gophers have the lead. I mean, that's good.
Stuart Scott, man. I'll never forget that guy. I'm dead serious. I love those were back in the day. And then Fred Hickman and then Nick Charles. Both those guys died of cancer, man.
Yeah, it's sad. But yeah, like whatever SportsCenter was, I do feel like those two guys were like they set the tone. Those two guys, they came up with the formula and everybody else took it.
Coming up next, we are not deterred by high prices. I have evidence of that, but we must roll out. And we get to that next year on the Lake.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, there's something that we have to acknowledge that we don't want to do it because we want to complain, right? And I'm all for complaining about the economy. But one thing that we need to understand is that right now in this country, as much as we talk about inflation and the economy and prices of this, that, and the other, it's not stopping us. We're not deterred by high prices at all. We are not at all deterred by high prices. Holiday shoppers, and you can find this if you go to our website, WCCORadio.com. Article's up. Holiday shoppers increased spending by 3.8% despite higher prices. Sales rose this year during the holiday season, even with elevated prices for groceries and other necessities, according to new data. Holiday sales in the beginning of November through Christmas Eve climbed 3.8%, outpacing the 3.1% increase from a year earlier, according to MasterCard Spending Pulse, which tracks all kinds of payments, including cash and debit cards. The last 5 days of the season accounted for 10% of the spending. So this is the thing. And you can weigh in at 651-461-9226. We are sending the wrong message to companies over the holidays. We are. We're sending the wrong message. If we continue to spend and spend and spend, man, the prices aren't going to come down. You guys get it? Seriously. Because what they're doing is they're calling us out. We're complaining. We're saying prices are too high. And the companies are like, are they? Are they too high? Y'all still giving us your money? Gimme, 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 gimme.
Yep. Yep.
In order for us to impact them and show that we should have the prices come down some, we need to exhibit some self-control and say, we're not going to spend as much. But we're not doing that. We're spending more.
We want.
3.8% more?
We want.
Oh, it's not good, dude.
See, and we talk about spending, and we talk about pinching pennies, and we talk about the price of things, and their talking points. I feel like, I mean, if I know things are hard. I mean, things are hard for a lot of people right now. I understand. I get it. I can relate. But if all we're going to do is sit here and talk about it, but then the actions say something else, you know, it's like the boy you cried wolf. At what point, it's like, well, no, you guys, all you're going to do, you're going to sit and you're going to whine and complain. But at the end of the day, you're not, nothing's going
to
change.
It's like me going to an establishment and me complaining about the prices on the menu and how terrible the prices are and how inflated mm-hmm. they are. But I keep coming there every weekend. I keep going there every weekend, spending my hard-earned money on cocktails that I say are overpriced.
It's not
you know what they say? Sometimes yeah. you got to put up or shut up. And we're not shutting up enough.
No, we're not. It's not what I say. It's what I do. I mean, what's the old saying? Actions speak louder than words.
Yep.
I mean, we like to talk. I mean, people love to bark. I mean, we all love to bark. We all love to bark. And when it comes to purchasing, not a whole lot of people have the bite. I don't think so. Because, I mean, ultimately, we as consumers, we have more control and more power than what I think we realize. But the problem is collectively, we won't come together and we can't agree on a lot of things. So for us to say, hey, you know what, we need to curb our spending on products A, B, and C. Yeah, but if just a portion of people are there, like, well, yeah, but we're still doing okay. I mean, it's
Listen,
not enough.
If we knew that if you didn't use Amazon Prime for 30 days, if everybody knew you don't use Amazon Prime for 30 days, that the price would go down for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That we all didn't use Prime for 30 days, that the price would come down for everybody, there will be people that will say, no, I'm not going to do that. I can't live without my Thursday night football. I got to have my packages. Seriously. And they knew if we did it as a group, the price will come down. There's always going to be people that will say, no, I'm not going to be a part of the group.
Oh, I don't want to sacrifice this convenience. I mean, why should I sacrifice a convenience when all it's going to do is hinder me? I don't care if it helps somebody else. It's going to inconvenience me. Why should I do anything that inconveniences me? I mean, there might be a greater good, but am I willing to make that sacrifice? I don't think a lot of people are. I don't think a lot of people are because we've been spoiled. Like Amazon Prime, you know, to go back in the day, remember when you'd order something online? You're like, you know what? You'll get this in 4 to 6 weeks. I mean, now
I'm ordering stuff I'm getting the next day.
I mean, you could even get it same day. I mean, you could be.
Yeah, sometimes you get it same day. Yeah.
And it's.
That's happened to me before.
It's ridiculous. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a convenience. But man, we have gotten so spoiled with it. Because if we get something and my kid's like, well, when's it going to be here? Be like, well, it could be here, you know, tomorrow. She's like, oh, well, why can't it be here today? I'm like, do you realize how lucky you are to have this on our phones and for my wife to be like, boom, pay, boom, done, boom, here it is. I'm like, we even without Prime, we're still very spoiled by just how quick things are. But yeah, to sacrifice, no, people won't do it.
Gosh.
Would you give up Amazon for 30 days?
Absolutely.
I would.
In a heartbeat.
I could.
If they were to say that Amazon, the prices for Amazon, because Amazon, they're trying to buy up everything, right?
Yep.
Seriously, we talk about conglomerates and all this stuff, whatever. If they say you could go how long without Amazon, how long could you go? And the longer you go, you bring the price down. I can go for a year. Seriously.
You know, I could too.
I could go for a year. Because easily I could go for a year.
Because we've done it before. Like, we've done it before.
And I go to Target so much, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, because it's like, if you're looking online, you're like, you go to a store, you're like, oh, you know what? Nah, I can get this, I can get it cheaper on Amazon. And that's just kind of, I think that's the way that we're thinking. I mean, absolutely. I could definitely go without Amazon.
Right,
go ahead.
The text line from the 507, someone saying, saw an article a month ago referring to it as doom spending. A quick search. Doom spending is when someone impulsively buys things they don't need or can't afford to cope with stress, anxiety, sadness, or hopelessness. This is the thing, and it can lead to long-term financial issues. But this is the problem, because it's when you're talking about impulse buying, we can't continue to tell people we can't afford it, but we steadily are buying. Right? How does that make sense? Right?
It doesn't. The actions are not consistent with the words. I mean, it's one thing to say it, but it is very, very hard to sit there and say, I'm going to definitively make a change to my spending habits, especially when you become so reliant on it. I mean, I think we've all become so reliant on Amazon.
All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, let's talk some football the rest of the way. The Vikings and Detroit Lions for all the marbles in the division on Sunday night. And I just saw something I hadn't seen. Montana State is favored over North Dakota State to win it all. Let's talk some football. Final half hour of the Lake Show. Minnesota Vikings, Detroit Lions, Sunday night football.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsor.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
The division's on the line, and so is the number one seed. How do you guys see it? I'm going to tell you how I see it. 651-461-9226. I believe that the Minnesota Vikings will win on Sunday, and this is not a homer take. The reason why I believe that the Minnesota Vikings will beat the Detroit Lions on Sunday is pretty simple. The Detroit Lions, to me, are too banged up right now defensively. I know that they can make it a shootout. But how many points they give up to San Francisco? A ton. And San Francisco, we know, is they're in bad shape right now. They're not a playoff team. The San Francisco 49ers are missing some top-tier guys.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, like their backup running back. Like they're banged up.
Debo Samuel's hurt. They're down to like their fourth string running back.
But yet and still, they were able to put up points on the Detroit Lions because the Detroit Lions defensively have like 16 or 17 guys out.
Dude, it's off. I mean, they are in a world of hurt at this point.
So that's the main reason why I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings. Do I think that the Minnesota Vikings can play with anybody in the National Football League? Absolutely. When you look at them matching up with the Detroit Lions, earlier this year. We lost by, what was it, a two-point game?
Yes, 31-29, and I don't know if he would have, but Kevin O'Connell said he would have trotted out Will Reichert for what would have been a 60-some-odd-yard field goal if Christian Darrisaw didn't commit a 5-yard penalty that pushed them out of it. So, I mean, it was very, very close. And like Matthew Collar said, this is something to, you know, when you're reading and you're kind of getting excited and everything for this weekend, Vikings didn't have Blake Cashman. They did not have Blake Cashman in that game. And what Matthew Collar says has a tendency to hold a lot of weight when he's breaking down film, and I see all these articles for Purple Insider, like my inbox is full of Vikings articles that I haven't even read yet. And I think about that, and they can hang. The Vikings hang.
They can't just hang. They can win this game. And I anticipate that they do win this game. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy because Detroit still, they are explosive, man. This Jahmyr Gibbs, he's amazing. Like, this guy, every time he touches the football, he has the potential to score. Every single time.
He's incredible.
He's that electric.
The way that their offense is set up for Jared Goff is perfect. I've said it before, the Goff for Stafford trade is one of those weird trades where you're swapping starting quarterbacks and it actually works out for both teams, which is really, really weird to say because Matthew Stafford goes to L.A., wins the Super Bowl. Jared Goff needed a change of scenery, goes to Detroit. I don't think Jared Goff is an explosive quarterback by any stretch of the imagination, but what he is asked to do with Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams and Sam Laporta and, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs.
He's got so many weapons.
and I mean, they've lost David Montgomery, so I'll be very curious if they have to grind it out, if Jahmyr Gibbs gets those carries or not, because he's not a big back. Like, David Montgomery is their big bruising back. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs can run between the tackles, but Jahmyr Gibbs is... I mean, he can score from anywhere. It's really, it's amazing. It
all
really
right,
is.
So let me go ahead and make my prediction. Your predictions are welcome. 651-461-9226. My prediction for this weekend is the Minnesota Vikings defeat the Detroit Lions by a score of 31-27.
Mm. Well, with a defensive struggle then.
Your thoughts?
I will say Vikings by a field goal, 37-34. I think this hits the over. I mean, this is going to be...
Wait, 31-27 is a defensive struggle?
I was kidding.
Oh, I was like...
Because mine's going
higher.
I went higher. Yeah,
I was like, what are you talking about?
Your game's got more defense than mine. My game's got less defense, 37-34. Because you're right, I do think that... I don't even think the punters need to. Yeah, the punters don't even need to show up. I mean, honestly. Now watch, it'll end up being like one of those, you know, Chicago
17-14.
Yeah, it'll be like a 6-3 game. I mean, are you afraid?
No.
Well, not no. Okay, good call. Good talk.
Go ahead.
Good talk. No. And you know, when I was saying, I'm like I feel like the Vikings can hang with almost anybody in the NFL. Not sure about Baltimore. Baltimore scares me. Like, Baltimore just seems like they are on... When they get rolling, they're a...
You think we would get rolled by Baltimore?
I don't know.
I don't think there's anybody that will blow out the Vikings.
I don't know about blowing out. I just... The setup of their team and Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, both, like, Buffalo, as good as Josh Allen is, that running game doesn't scare me. The wide receivers don't scare me. Maybe it's just a combination of Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Now, maybe if Cleveland can hold him in check tomorrow, that might make me feel a little bit better.
Cleveland?
Yeah, maybe Cleveland.
Hold who in check?
Baltimore.
What they got to do with the Vikings?
I mean, I'm thinking long term.
You comparing us to the Browns?
Yes, absolutely. Well, Kevin Stefanski used to coach both places. So It's going to be really interesting. It really is on Sunday night.
Now,
it'll be a lot of fun.
Help me with this.
Mm-hmm.
North Dakota State.
Hail the Bison.
What you got up your sleeve? What you think?
Me and Milt. Me and Milter.
You guys are 3-point underdogs. When are the Bison ever underdogs? It feels like never.
The parity, you know, we talk about the parity at the, you know, the FBS level. The FCS level, I mean, it used to be North Dakota State, like running roughshod
over everyone. And then beating other teams like the Gophers and K-State and people like that.
Oh, yeah, Iowa. I mean, you know, North Dakota State, I think, was really the first FCS team that some of these D1 programs were like, no, we're not going to play them. Like, we are not going to have the Bison come in, pay them a boatload of money, and have them kick our ass. That's kind of what it was for several years. And, you know, South Dakota State has really developed a nice program. And my friend, former head coach there, you know, Bison grad, is actually a friend with a former South Dakota State head coach, John Stegelmeyer, won the first championship for South Dakota State a couple of years ago. And then, you know, back-to-back national championships. And now North Dakota State has rightly, you know, claimed their throne at the top of the mountain.
How do you feel, though? Be honest.
Are
you confident or are you a little nervous?
I'm a little nervous. I absolutely am.
Montana State is favored by 3.
Montana State is a team that can also put up a boatload of points.
Never seen them once.
The Bobcats are 15-0. They're 15-0. They haven't scored less than 30 points in any game this year. Like, North Dakota State used to be one of these. They used to be a program that, you know, you have conservative quarterback play, you run the ball, big old farm boys on that offensive line, and you play defense. It was a boring program. It was. Like, there's nothing sexy about North Dakota State football, but it was successful. And if they get into a shootout, I just don't see North Dakota State being able to put points on the board with Montana State.
So you think that, hold on, the Bison lose tomorrow?
The Bison part of me says no, but the objective football side stepping back.
So which one wins out?
Says yeah. I think the objective side of me. I think
I would have thought the day I would have heard Chris Tubbs say that the Bison are going
to
lose.
I don't want it to happen. I don't want it to happen. I want the Bison to go out and, you know, as Brad Childress said, you know, what is it, Sherman running through the South? That's what I want North Dakota State to do to Montana State. But, I mean, my God, they're undefeated at home, undefeated, you know. Now, granted, the Big Sky is not, it's not the toughest conference, because the Missouri Valley, where North Dakota State, South Dakota State, like Illinois State, Missouri State, Youngstown State, and I know, you know, Youngstown, but I will say the Missouri Valley had 4 teams that won 10-plus games. Illinois State won 10, USD 11, South Dakota State 12, and the Bison 13. If you compare that to, you know, Montana State and, you know, what they did in the Big Sky, it's not as strong a conference. Mm. But Montana State, you only need one solid program to make a conference. And right now, Montana State is, they're that guy. They're that dude.
Will you be watching?
Oh, yeah, I'll be watching. Of course I'll be watching.
No, you won't.
No, I won't?
No, you won't be watching.
I'll be watching tomorrow.
You won't be watching your team lose.
I'll be watching. You know, if they lose, we will make sure that it's not on the rundown on Monday. Now, if they win.
I'm going to put it on the rundown right now.
No. It'll be, hey.
Don't try to hate.
I'm not trying to hate. I'm trying to hide.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
You know me. I will not acknowledge the negative, but I will pimp the positive.
That's funny.
What the heck? Okay.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Final segment on the Lake Show. All right, final segment here of the Lake Show on this Friday evening. We're going to play something for you here in just a second, but big weekend, we just talked about the Vikes and the Lions, but a really big weekend for Sam Darnold, who I think is getting a little bit disrespected in that I believe he's a top five candidate for MVP. He's not being talked about in that way. He's gotten a lot of respect this year. Don't get it twisted.
I think those games, Tennessee and Jacksonville, I think that little three-game stretch, I think that took him out of the conversation.
I think that people have given him a lot of respect this year and feel like he's one of those, you know, he's one of the biggest surprises in the National Football League. But the bottom line is I don't think enough people are having him in the MVP conversation. Okay, that's just how I see it. Well, Stephen A. Smith, he went in on Sam Darnold on First Take, and this is what he had to say.
Talking about Sam Darnold, and again, he deserves credit. We know he's had a stellar season, et cetera, et cetera. The man hasn't thrown for 300 yards since November 24th against Chicago. I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, we acted like that. Let's not act like this is the second coming of Dan Marino, and we just see him flinging passes all over the place. You know, it's, I mean, you got Jefferson, you got Addison, and all of a sudden it's Ed Coryell now. It's Dan Fouts, it's Dan Marino with Mark Super Duper and Mark Clayton. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Can we pump the brakes
just a touch, booger? Can we sit up there and at least have the mentality? Let's see. Everybody else got the show. How come he don't have to show it? Let's see.
Okay, so now, Christopher Tubbs, what issue do you have with his Sam Darnold take?
Other than the fact that he's wrong, I guess I don't have a problem with it, except the fact that what he's saying is factually inaccurate. Because he's like, he hasn't thrown for 300 yards since November 24th against Chicago. Well, not technically correct. Because December 8th against Atlanta and the Falcons, he threw for 347 yards and 5 touchdowns. Oh, we're not talking Atlanta? We're talking about a contender? A contending team? Oh, well, then let's go to December 29th when he played the Green Bay Packers, everybody's America's team. 377 yards, 3 touchdowns. So the fact that he threw for 300 yards, not once, but twice. Yeah, a little disrespectful. There.
Stephen A. Smith called out Sam Darnold for a lack of 300-yard games recently.
Yes.
He just threw for 377 last week.
Yes.
Stephen A., come on, man.
He threw for 347, and not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 touchdowns. 5 touchdowns against Atlanta. Average 12 yards a pass, a perfect passer rating, a franchise record, a franchise high passer rating, and a game that apparently did not exist. The Green Bay game did not exist. Come on, Stephen A. I mean, just Google's your friend, bro. Google's your friend.
Stephen A. is a good debater. He really is. And he's pretty solid. Yeah, he missed it there.
In the NBA streets. I mean, come on.
Oh, my God.
There's this thing called Google, Stephen A. Google, baby. Come on, Google. G-O-O-G-L-E.
I think he knows how to spell it.
Quite frankly, I don't know. I can't.
I like Stephen A. Smith.
I do too. He's
sometimes.
He's a good dude. I had a chance to meet him when I was in Houston. But he was down there doing some NBA Western Conference Finals stuff. He did his national radio show out of one of our side production studios.
Yep.
And great dude, super cool dude, super chill. But this one he missed the boat on. And I feel like right now, if you're going to go after Sam Darnold, I mean, go after for something accurate.
But why? But it's not even about the accuracy so much to me. It's like, what is the amount of yardage thrown? What does that have to do? Like, he's winning games.
He's winning games.
They won 9 games in a row.
I mean, if you're going to criticize, again, I think the reason Sam Darnold's not in the MVP conversation is because of what happened in that 3-game stretch, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Tennessee. Ironically, the worst 3-game stretch were against 3 of the worst teams on the entire schedule in one of the worst divisions in the National Football League. But I think at this point, Sam Darnold has balled out when the Vikings have needed him to, and he's made plays when the team has needed him to. And yeah, he's not Dan Marino. He's not, you know, Dan Fouts. It's not the, you know, the air raid, the, you know, Air Cornell. It's not any of that. But Sam Darnold is...
he's balling out this
year. He is balling out right now.
Hey, real quick, Davis tweeted at me tonight, no way he rolls around with a checkbook. Davis, I got to say, he does roll around with a checkbook. The man showed his checkbook in a commercial break.
I did.
I didn't ask to see it. He just wanted to flex.
I wanted to flex. There's a reason I didn't show you the ledger and the balance, but I showed you the checkbook with real checks. So, yeah, I do, but it's more of a bookkeeping thing for me, honestly. Like, because I like to know where each penny is going.
You can't do that online?
Well, I can, but what I like to do is I like to have kind of going old school for, like, some of the technology. I will check the balance online, but then I will cross-check that to what I put in the ledger. Because if there's something that's coming out or something that's going in, I want to make sure that everything's jiving, so I'm not like, okay, well, where is this charge? Where is this? Where is that? Like, I like to try and stay on top of my finances.
Man, the Cleveland Cavaliers are the best team in sports right now that nobody's talking about. They're 29-4.
Dude, they are on like a historic pace.
I mean, 29-4? No one's talking about them at all.
No. Well, because they're not sexy. I mean, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, you know, Donovan Mitchell. You know?
Man.
Besides, was it, who is it? Yakeem Noah, who's like, who wants to go to Cleveland? Never heard anybody say Cleveland's cool. Cleveland is...
I've never been to Cleveland.
I haven't either. Well, I've been around Cleveland. Like, I drove around Cleveland, but I didn't actually go.
When you just driving around in a creepy van or something?
Well, it was a rental
van?
with no windows and just
hanging out with Scooby.
Zoinks! Would you like some hard candies?
Oh man!
Like I like to call them Scooby Snacks.
Scooby Doo was my jam back in the
Zoinks.
I can't even front.
Velma or Daphne?
I can't remember which was which. Which
See,
was the
no,
taller
no, no,
one?
You can't. No, you can't Google. You just got to tell me.
No, I said which one was the taller one.
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, I don't know that.
Well, say.
I can't answer the question. Sorry.
What if I said? What if I said that was Daphne?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd say you could be lying.
Daphne? No, Daphne was the redhead.
Oh.
See, I thought I told you it was Daphne, but then you're gonna see it's Thelma, and you're gonna be like, "Whoa, whoa!"
Hey, everybody!
Late Saturday morning, zoinks!
Stay warm out there. We're done here, and I'll talk to you guys on Monday night.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.